Welcome back to Shabbos in the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. For today, we're not going to be doing Shabbos in the Parsha, but rather Shabbos in Purim, v'nafahu. We're going to mix things up a bit, and we're going to try to find where we see Shabbos in Purim. Now, that sounds like a contradiction at first. Shabbos in Purim, Purim can't fall out on Shabbos. The way the calendar has been arranged for the last 1,700 years or so, Purim cannot fall out on Shabbos. And even before then, well, I mean, Shushan Purim can, but Purim can't. But even before then, if Purim would fall out on Shabbos, Purim would be moved to a different day. So how could you possibly find Shabbos in Purim? If we take a look at the Megillah, though, I think there's a very clear sub-theme of Shabbos in the Megillah Esther. So let's take a look and point out several instances of it. So, of course, when we think about Shabbos and the number associated with Shabbos is the number 7. Shabbos is the 7th day of the week. And the number 7 comes up quite a few times in Megillah Esther. We have it mentions at the beginning with the 180-day feast of Ahasuerus that he makes for the 127 provinces, and then he makes a feast for just the inhabitants of Shushan, and the feast is for how long? 7 days. And on the 7th day, that's when he summons Vashti, and Vashti refuses to come, and Ahasuerus consults his advisors, a team of 7 advisors. And later on, we're going to see him consult a different group of, once again, 7 advisors. And Esther and Perek Bey's Pasuk Tes, she is given maidens to serve her, and she's given how many? 7 maidens. So the number 7 you'll see throughout the Megillah coming up again and again. And unless you say, okay, there's much of a connection to Shabbos and number 7. Okay, yeah, Shabbos 7, there's a bunch of 7s in the Megillah, but Chazal actually are quite explicit about it. Chazal point out that when it says, Yom Shvi, on the 7th day of the feast, that everything took place, so the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, I think it's Daf Yud Beis, and I believe the Midrashim also in Esther Rabbah and elsewhere speak about this, that the 7th day was actually Shabbos itself, and Chazal tell us to pay attention to the difference between how they acted on their 7th day with their wine and how we act on the 7th day and what we talk about, that they're talking about which women from which countries are more beautiful, and we sing praises to Hashem and sing Shabbos Miros. So it says that took place on Shabbos. Chazal also say that Vashti would have her Jewish maidservants work on Shabbos itself, and therefore it's fitting that on a Shabbos is when this whole incident happened with the downfall of Vashti. And Chazal also say regarding the 7 maidservants of Esther, why were the 7 maidservants? So this was part of her being able to keep Shabbos in the palace but hide her identity, because she would have 1 maidservant a day, every day, and she would be able to know, okay, when this particular maidservant would show up, she knew it was Shabbos because she counted them by the days. So clearly there's something about Shabbos going on in the Megillah. What might that be? So one simple suggestion now, really what I'm saying could be a 45-minute shiur, but trying to condense it to just 5 minutes. The idea might be as follows, that the number 7, the Maharal says, and famously, and many others as well, speak about how the number 7 is symbolic of the concept of teva, within nature. That the world of nature is within 7s. I'm not going to go more into depth that now. And there's a level of what's called lemalam in a teva, above nature, beyond nature, which is the number 8. And you know, the Shmini Atzeres and the 8 days of Chanukah, and many speak about this concept of 8 being beyond nature and 7 being within nature. And the idea of 7, that we live with Shabbos, and Shabbos is the 7th day, so it's part of nature. It's not an 8th day. Shabbos is not the 8th day. It's the 7th day, but we're able to take that 7th day and infuse it with Kedusha. As Hashem created the world in 6 days, and the 7th is part of the days of creation, but that was the day that was infused with Kedusha. I mean, the Goyim nowadays also observe a 7-day week. But we take that 7th day and we elevate it and we make it kadosh, even though it's not beyond nature. It's within nature, but we sanctify that day. And that might be what's going on here. Because, of course, famously, the Megillah's Esther, there are no open miracles. Things are all within what's called teva. You don't see, in fact, Hashem's name is not mentioned once in the Megillah, at least not explicitly. And everything is happening within nature, within what the realm of 7. And you see all these 7s within. But of course, what happens on the 7th day The seventh is elevated, and we'll see over here. So there are 7 days of Achashverosh's feast, but the seventh day is special. It takes on a new quality, and that's the day where Vashti is deposed. We'll put it that way for now. That she has her downfall, which of course sets up for the great salvation that Esther's going to be. We have seven advisors of Achashverosh, and one of them at the end of the story, Chervona, famously, Zachor Latov, is going to be the one who really turns things around. And he's going to be part of the big Yeshua. He's the part of the salvation. He's the one who tells Achashverosh right at the right moment, to hang Haman on the gallows that he set up for Mordechai. So we see that you have this within the world of seven, but one of the seven is raised above the others and is sanctified and is part of a much bigger picture. And that may be what's going on here with all the sevens in the Megillah. That, yeah, the Megillah is operating in the realm of seven. There's no open miracles. Everything is within nature. But of course, the Avodah is to see within that nature, to see Hashem's presence. It's not like Pesach. It's not like Shavuos, where things are really beyond nature. They're to the next level. There's open miracles. There's clear revelation of God. That's not what's going on in the Purim story. The Purim story is the realm of seven, lots of sevens. But if you look carefully, you're able to see that one seven stands above the rest, and that is the one that is Kodesh LaHashem. So, as we are in this shir, which is within its seventh minute, we should be able to take this seven to appreciate as we experience Purim, experience the world of Teva, the world of nature, but to see it in a wholly elevated way. Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be able to take that, the simcha of Purim, the celebration of Purim, and the seeing Hashem in the seven, we should be able to bring that light of Purim to the light of Shabbos for the rest of the year.